Chapter 5 Pandora, My Love. Wednesday, May the 20th. The police can't do anything to stop Barry Kent, and today he hit me again. I told my grandmother. She listened to it all, and then she put her hat on and went out. When she came home, she gave me my £27.18. She said, "Barry Kent won't hit you again, Adrian. But if he does, tell me." Friday, May the 22nd. Everyone in school is laughing at Barry Kent because he's afraid of an old woman of 76. Saturday, May the 23rd. The electricity is working. There are a lot of bills on the table. I have decided to paint my room black. A 14-year-old boy cannot have dinosaur wallpaper. So I bought 2 tins of black paint and a brush. Monday, May the 25th. I started painting as soon as I got home from school. You can still see baby dinosaurs through the black paint. I'll have to paint it all twice, just my luck. Tuesday, May the 26th. I've painted the walls twice, but you can still see dinosaurs. Dad hasn't helped me at all. There's black paint everywhere. I'm tired, and even worse, my room looks dark and horrible. Wednesday, May the 27th. I've painted it 3 times now, but you can still see baby dinosaurs. Thursday, May the 28th. I'm drawing on top of the baby dinosaurs with a black pen. I did 69 dinosaurs tonight. There are only 124 left. Saturday, May the 30th. I finished the last dinosaur at 11:25 p.m. Monday, June the 1st. Dad got a letter. He read it and then his face went white because he doesn't have a job now. He will get some money from social services, but it's not enough to pay the bills. I won't ever have new shoes and we won't be able to buy food. He went to bed and stayed there all day. I counted all the dinosaurs you can still see in my room. The pen didn't work. There are 117. Thursday, June the 4th. My mother rang. I told her about Dad's job. "He doesn't even get out of bed now," I said. Then I went to school. I was feeling angry, so I wore red socks. We can only wear black socks to school, but I don't care anymore. The school director, Mr. Scruton, saw my red socks. I had to go to his office, and he sent me home to change my socks. Friday, June the 5th. I'm so happy. Pandora is planning a sock protest. She said, "Adrian, it's wonderful that you want to be free and you aren't afraid to fight for it. People must be free to choose their own lives." She wants me to go round to her house tomorrow morning to plan the protest. Saturday, June the 6th. I went to Pandora's house. Nigel, Pandora's friend Claire Nielsen, Craig Thomas and his brother Brett were all there. They are helping with the protest. Pandora's parents didn't shout once while I was there. Monday, June the 8th. This morning, Pandora and the others were waiting for me at the end of our road. All of us were wearing red socks. I was afraid to go into school, but Pandora wasn't. When Scruton saw us, he said, "Come to my office now." Scruton sat at his desk and smiled in a horrible way. He said, "You are all suspended from school for 1 week. You will do all your schoolwork as homework in that time." Pandora started to say something about her exams, but Scruton shouted, "Be quiet!" We waited outside Scruton's office while he wrote letters for our parents. Pandora was crying. "It's because I'm angry," she said. I put my arm round her. Then we all went home. My father was very, very angry about the letter. I'm sorry that I wore red socks on Thursday. Wednesday, June the 10th. Pandora and I are in love. She told Claire Nielsen. Claire told Nigel, and Nigel told me. I told Nigel to tell Claire to tell Pandora, "I love you too." I am happier than I have ever felt in my life. Thank you, Red Sox. Friday, June the 12th. Pandora and I went to visit Bert. He looked terrible and kept saying things that we couldn't understand. I rang the hospital and an ambulance came. Pandora held Bert's hand and the people from the ambulance carried him out of the house. I was nearly crying, but I didn't want Pandora to see. Saturday, June the 13th. I visited Bert in the hospital. He's still really ill. The nurses say things like, "There's no change." I hope Bert doesn't die. I'm still crazy with love for Pandora. Thursday, June the 18th. Pandora came with me to see Bert today. He's a lot better. I hope he can go home soon. Monday, June the 22nd. When I woke up this morning, my throat really hurt. I tried to shout downstairs, but I couldn't speak. I was really hot too. I hit the bedroom floor with a shoe, but Dad shouted, "Stop that noise!" I had to get up to go to the toilet, but I don't remember going. Dad found me asleep on the bathroom floor later. He looked in my mouth and said, "Your tonsils are huge." I'm surprised that I didn't die last night. I've got tonsillitis. Wednesday, June the 24th. A get well card came from Mum. Why hasn't she come to see me? Sunday, June the 28th. Mum came yesterday and she has now left to catch the train for Sheffield. I am very, very tired. Pandora visited Bert. The nurses are angry with him. He won't stay in bed or listen to them. I don't think that I will ever be better again. Maybe I should be in hospital too.